He didn't struggle for money.
Not long ago, someone at a gathering was challenging law of attraction in a similar way as she told the story about her friend who had supported her former husband for many years. She explained how her friend had worked hard and taken care of him for all of that time and was often struggling to earn enough money to support them. Eventually, she grew tired of his unwillingness to contribute financially, and they separated. Her husband never showed any evidence that money was important to him, but now, she tells us, he has just inherited over $1 million, and now he won't share his money with his ex-wife. It doesn't seem fair, this woman said to us, that his wife cared about money and worked hard for it and received so little, while he barely worked and didn't seem to care about money at all, and now he's inherited over $1 million. How can that be? She wanted to know. We explained to her that, understanding the law of attraction as we do, this story makes perfect sense. This woman worked hard and felt resentment and was focused upon lack, and the universe matched those feelings precisely. Her husband felt ease, refused to feel guilty, expected things to come to him easily, and the universe matched those feelings precisely. Many believe that they must work hard and struggle and pay a price and feel pain, and that they will then be rewarded for their struggle, but that is not consistent with the laws of the universe. You cannot find a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That defies law. We told our friend, there's not a shred of evidence to the contrary of the law of attraction, and you had the benefit of knowing these two people, of seeing their attitudes and watching their results, one struggling, working hard, doing what society taught her to do, and not getting what she wants, while the other refused to struggle, insisted on a feeling of ease, and is the recipient of the resources that support more ease. Many would say, well, it might be consistent with the laws of the universe, but it's still not right. But we want you to know that when you get in sync with this powerful law, you will then understand the absolute justice of it. Since you have control over what you offer, what could be more just than the universe giving you exactly what you offer vibrationally? What could be more just than the powerful law of attraction responding equally to everyone who offers a vibration? Once you gain control over the thoughts you think, your sense of injustice will subside and will be replaced with the exuberance for life and the zest to create that you were born with. Let everything in the universe be an example to you of the way the laws of the universe work. If you believe that you must work hard in order to deserve the money that comes to you, then money cannot come to you unless you do work hard. But the money that comes in response to physical action is very small in comparison with what comes through alignment of thought. Surely you have noticed the enormous disparity between some people who apply tremendous action for little return, while you see others seemingly offering very little action for an enormous return. We want you to understand that the disparity exists only in the comparison of the action they're offering, but there is no disparity or injustice relative to the alignment of energies within them. Financial success or any other kind of success does not require hard work or action, but it does require alignment of thought. You simply cannot offer negative thought about things that you desire and then make up for it with action or hard work. When you learn to direct your own thoughts, you will discover the true leverage of energy alignment. Most of you are much closer to a financial fortune than you are even allowing yourself to purely desire, because in the thought that it might come, you right away begin thinking of how disappointed you will be if it does not come. And so in your lackful thought, you do not allow yourself to desire or to expect anything magnificent in terms of money. And that's the reason why, for the most part, you are living rather mediocre financial experiences. You're right when you think, money isn't everything. You certainly do not need money to have joy in your experience. But in your society, where so much of what you live is tied to money in some way, most of you associate money with freedom. And since freedom is a basic tenet of your being, then coming into alignment with money will help you establish a balanced footing that will be of value to you in all other aspects of your experience.